Hello, you look well. Are you comfortable? Can I get you anything? Water? Food? I see they took your restraints off like I asked, but I want this to be a safe space for you. So if you start feeling... I'm rambling. It's just really nice to finally meet you. I've been waiting for this for a long, long time. Oh, yes, I am your new lawyer. Oh, and I was so terribly sorry to hear about your previous defender. Truly. She had quite a reputation around the firm, and, well, I'm sure she'll be fine. They'll find her eventually. I've been praying for her. But she's not the only one whose reputation precedes her, I suppose. I've read your file. A lot. I'm very familiar with your work. Your crimes, I mean. Very familiar. I'm supposed to call them your alleged crimes, but you confessed all of them, so I don't think it really matters. God, oh God, I'm sorry. I'm not being very professional, am I? It's just, well, I guess I have my own confession to make. You're sort of my first client. My first real one, anyway. I've only been with the firm for a couple of years, and up until now, I've mostly been doing legal aid type stuff, filling out case reports, doing preliminary interviews, that kind of thing. I've never had a client all to myself before. But don't worry, I'm fully trained and qualified. And I'm definitely the right person for the job. You'll see. You know, your last lawyer, she, before she disappeared, I was her assistant on your case, and she personally recommended me to take over for her if she ever couldn't continue to represent you. And she can't represent you right now that she's missing. So here I am. Anyway, you won't be up for parole for, well, for a very long time. So I'm afraid we don't have much to talk about, legally speaking. I came here today to introduce myself, and because I wanted... Because I wanted to meet you, face to face. Can I ask you some questions about what you did? You don't have to answer, of course, and like whatever you say, this is totally off the record, you know, because I'm not recording anything. And I made them turn the security cameras off. So you don't have to... Oh, it's okay. I can ask. Good. Okay. Yeah. So, is it true? I mean, you already confessed and everything, but I think I want to hear you say it. Did you kill them? You did. You... Okay. Whoa, that's pretty heavy.
I shouldn't laugh at that. I really, that's awful. I mean, that's truly terrible. Those poor people, all 12 of them, with jobs and families, and there are more.
Lots more. Whoa. More. Wait. Are you serious? There are more. I mean, that's really important. Why did you wait until now to confess? Why didn't you tell your last lawyer about them? Because you don't tell people who won't understand. Well, I mean, yeah, obviously she wouldn't understand. She... Wait. What do you mean by that? No.
Wait. No. Shit. Don't answer that. I should leave. Yeah, I should really go before... Thank you so much for seeing me. It was great to meet you, and I'll come back later to talk about parole. But I think it's best for both of us if I leave now. I'll be in touch. Goodbye. But before I go, I have one more question. When you did it, when you killed them, what was it like? What did it feel like? What do I think it felt like? I think it felt clean, like everything in the universe was being put in its proper place, like the first flowers of spring were finally opening up, and it was all thanks to you. I think it felt like, yeah, like falling in love.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just... There's something very wrong with me. Something very, very wrong. I've known it for a long time. And I thought I could hold it back or keep it under control or... I don't know. I'm not normal. My brain is just... It's just so fogged up, and talking to you... Talking to you... I just... I feel like you're the only one who will understand. It's... Ever since I was little, I knew I was bad. I didn't know why I was bad, but I just was. My dad died, and my mom, she didn't like me. She was afraid of me, I think. I liked to hurt things. I would hurt things and I would cry because I knew it was bad. I knew it was wrong to hurt things, but I couldn't stop. I just
couldn't. It was the only thing that, I don't know, that made me feel like I was in control. And eventually, I got better at control. I stopped hurting things. I learned to smile. I made some friends. I went to law school. And for a very long time, I thought I could leave that dark little girl behind. I thought I could be human. But then I saw you on the news. I heard about what you had done, and I saw your mugshot, and I don't know, it was like being hit by lightning. I tingled. I got goosebumps, and I felt that same feeling back from when I was little. I felt powerful, in control, just as I did back then. So I applied for a job at your old lawyer's firm. I wasn't qualified, strictly speaking, but I lied on my resume a bit. Made up a few references and they bought it all so easily. They let me right in. I started reaching out to your old lawyer. Just little things. A compliment on a well-written brief. A lie about how I studied her cases in school. A free lunch here and there. And eventually she took me on as an aide. Looking back, I think she liked me. I mean, liked me. She was always staring at me, complimenting my outfits, inviting me to stay after hours, that sort of thing. I don't like girls, but I played along. I wore short skirts and low-cut tops and bounced around and smiled, blah, blah, blah. And eventually, she showed me your file. She showed me the photos. Oh God, those photos. I think I scared her a little bit with how hard I stared at them. But I didn't care. I looked and I memorized every inch of them. Every splitter, every stiff limb. And as I looked, this funny feeling came over me, you know? It was like when I saw the Van Gogh exhibit at the art museum. You can get up close to the canvas, so close that you can see each individual brush stroke. And it's like you can see him standing there, holding the brush, making art. I saw you in the pictures. I saw your art. And I think I fell in love. So that's when I wrote you the first letter. Yeah, that was me. All of them. Sincerely, yup. Biggest fan. It seemed like a joke at first, you know? Like I would write you and I would get it out of my system and that would be that. But then you wrote back and your words were so gentle, so kind. You told me about books you like, hobbies you used to have. You opened up to me about those terrible things your mother did to you. And I just understood you. Implicitly. Naturally. I was spellbound. Your delicate handwriting, the poetry of it all, it brought tears to my eyes. I'd never felt anything like it before. So, when your lawyer disappeared, I could have said no, you know. I could have passed your case on to another partner. Nobody would have better than I. But I couldn't. I just couldn't turn it down. I had to come here. I had to meet you. I had to, okay? And now that I'm here, I don't know. I'm just so confused. I don't understand what's happening to me. My heart is beating out of my chest. My mouth is dry and my hands are sweating and I can't look away. I can't look away from you and it's like staring into the sun. But I can't stop. You're just so brilliant. Can I touch you? I need to touch you. Please. I can't control myself, but just let me touch your face. Just once. Please. Please let me feel you.